Busted Pencils is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Tuesday night again. Welcome, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Johnny Lupinacci back. Welcome back, my friend. We missed you. We know how it is, but we're glad to have you back. It is Tuesday night. It is Busted Pencils. It is fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Numbers 844-967-2789. Special show. And Johnny, I just want to start out with, you remember our guest, Denisha Jones?
Absolutely.
Activist, main organizer, Black Lives Matter movement, Week of Action.
Year of Purpose. Yep. The Year of
defending
Purpose.
Defending the Year of Purpose, defending the early years. Got to ask then candidate Biden about, it's actually a really simple question. And anybody, go to YouTube, check out Denisha Jones, Joe Biden. But she asked the question that ended with, will you commit to not using standardized tests? And it came right out. He didn't even hesitate. Denisha was not even finished yet. And he was like, yes, absolutely. And now here we are at 4 months in, and something went wrong. And we're hearing about testing. And, you know, when there's a perplexing question that I can't figure the answer out for, there's only one person we have to turn to. And I always say, you know, based on this, I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say about Joe Biden going back on testing.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
Well, we will. Welcome, Dr. Nancy Carlson-Page. How are you, Matt Damon's mom? Actually, Dr. Nancy, you're the most awesome. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for being here.
Nancy, we see you. Do you hear us, Nancy? Nancy? I see you perfectly. Nancy, are you on mute? Dr. Nancy, come in to us. Johnny, I see her. She sees us.
Yeah, we can see.
We see you there, Nancy.
Little sound difficulty here, but
I don't know. Come in on the same channel. Yeah.
See Dr. Carlson Page
Dr.
here.
Dr. Carlson Page on the Facebook Live, everybody's seeing, like, there she is. She's not talking to us, though. Johnny, could you put up a note there?
Sure can.
Just
let me
see.
Get on that. Grab a piece of paper.
But, you know, thinking about this with Denisha, you know, she really spent a lot of time actually leading up to that question, developing it, pointing out and saying there are lots of things that teachers do. And we are sitting there wondering, is the testing craze ever going to stop? And that's why it's like Matt's mom, Dr. Nancy, are you there? We see you there. Can you hear us? And can you say hello, Busted Pencils listeners? Dr. Nancy. Johnny, you put it up there, right? I saw that.
Put the sign up there. Maybe the actual Zoom window might not be open for. So I don't know if we got a contact or anything. We can give a call. Or do a text or maybe send an email. Oh, I think maybe she can hear us now as we're getting going here. There's a slight technical delay here.
Dr. Nancy, you got us? Yeah, we're not hearing you.
And she can't hear us either.
Is your volume up? Boy, this is, Technology is, you know, and here we are. I was just thinking about
that
the
kind of day, you know, it's that kind of day.
The teachers that are teaching during the pandemic and trying to have a Zoom class, it's like, this is the stuff that happens when you're trying to do this, right? Yep. It's like the reality. People are like, what's it like to teach during a pandemic? And it's like, well, okay, so we're three people trying to communicate with each other, and here we are kind of stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I hear you.
I hear you, Nancy. We heard you. We thought we heard you go, yeah. Hey, Nance, Johnny, text her and have her just call the 844-967 number.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, tell me the number again.
844-967-2789, and we will get Matt's mom on the phone the traditional way.
Yeah, we'll get you on.
That's what we like. But yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Here we are. This is how do you wrestle in a pandemic with teaching and learning in a pandemic? And imagine I was talking to a teacher right now who's had 25 different students on 25 different Zoom cameras. And the idea here, you imagine that and go, wow, how is it possible that with just one glitch, you know, you think about that.
All right, we got it. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page calling in. 844-967-2789.
And we're going to watch Evan over there is going to pick up the phone as soon as it rings. And we're going to be like, oh, my God, the magic of technology is going to be there.
7-8.
Nancy, I hear you.
7-8 what?
I hear you.
2-7-8-4.
8-9.
Okay.
Come on, let me try one more time. She's going to call the wrong number, man, because my bad handwriting. It's this is classic.
I can hear her. Yeah, we're going to get her, though. But it's, you know, again, teaching and learning on Zoom. We'll move it through. Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of stuff, though. You know, a teacher, 25. So imagine 25 cameras. Now, move to a rural area where you have a dysfunctioning.
Like bad internet connections.
Yeah, bad internet connections.
You know, where the video is stalled. We can't quite tell what's up. This is, I mean, every teacher out there listening is like the story of my life.
Yeah, this is like, oh, my God, this is the story of our lives. Yeah. You know, we're sitting there. Okay, I can see Nancy on the Facebook Live. People go in there. She's got the phone in her hand.
Okay, I've got the phone.
There you are.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What happened there?
I don't know, but you know what's funny is that you're actually now coming. I would say keep the phone where it is, but something is working right now through both Zoom and your phone. But
okay.
All right, let's set this. Denisha Jones said, President Biden, will you commit to no testing? President Biden said, absolutely. Here we are 4 months in. He said, no testing. What would Matt Damon's mom say now that we are going to do testing? Dr.
All right, so this is a very disappointing, and I'm getting a lot of feedback here, so it's a little weird, but it's a very disappointing thing about Biden because he's been good on a lot of issues. But when it comes to education, why is it that policymakers, politicians, even progressive ones, are steeped in regressive thinking? Why is it
that that's why we're asking you? I don't know why is it possible for him to so unequivocally say, yes, I will commit to no standardized testing, and now we have his Secretary of Education saying we are going to do it? It's like, yeah, I know it's a maddening rhetorical why, but when I think about this, and you know, Johnny and I have had Denisha. I know Denisha is, you know, absolutely, you are so fond of her. She's what runs the Defending the Early Years as one of your executives there. I mean, talk about answering, you know, asking a question, and not just will you stop standardized testing. Denisha laid out all of the problems, all of the history, the eugenics, the aspects, the bad teaching, teaching to the test, and even President Biden, who was candidate Biden at that time, actually did a pretty good job acknowledging and saying and agreeing with her that all those things are bad. How is it that in 4 months, is it pressure from testing companies? Is it status quo politicians? Is it something he really just didn't mean?
He was on the campaign trail, Tim. He was talking to, he said, I'm speaking to the choir.
Right.
That was part of his answer to her. He knew the people in the audience. But once he got elected, let's remember, he was in the Obama administration. They ramped up corporate ed reform post-Bush. I mean, they really took it up to a different level. That's the world that he's in. And plus, I'm sure a lot has to do with funding and money and all kinds of beholden things that go on for people like this. But he said it just to please the people who were there, I'm sorry to say.
Johnny, is it that bad? I mean, really, it was pandering to the choir? Johnny.
I can't hear Johnny.
You're on mute.
Yeah. I think so, man. All kinds of technical difficulties tonight. Sorry about that. I do think so. I think we've experienced this time and time again on campaign trails, as Dr. Carlson Page has reminded us. But given that, right, remember, in a democracy of the people, by the people, it creates an opening. That conversation, that important question that Dr. Denisha Jones asked, holds an opening. And I just want to visualize her pushing open, right, those doors to say, let us, the people, now ask and demand that kind of response from a democracy, right? So whether it was pandering to the choir on the campaign trail or not, the question was asked, right? The statement was made, and the conversation doors open for us to say, now let's make it happen. Let's have a movement supported at a presidential level, right? That says, maybe these tests aren't so great. And that's being kind. How about just let's stop with the standardized tests?
Nancy, do you think, John, is this an opening, Nancy?
The thing is, there are so many layers to this. We have decades of misunderstanding on the part of policymakers and politicians who are so unmoored from understanding children's needs, the meaning of education, what we're even trying to do in the whole process of educating young people, which is something to do with trying to bring up in a holistic way young people that meets their needs, that their social and emotional needs, their artistic needs, their critical thinking needs. And it's all been reduced down to testing that has been pushed by the corporate ed reform people for two decades, so that education is reduced down to the most limited and inhibiting and restrictive and depressing enterprise for young people.
Amen.
It's so pathetic and sad. And when Biden buys into it and says, in a pandemic, when kids have suffered for a year without any interaction or developmental needs getting met through social times with other kids, through theater, through sports, through play, and you're gonna impose tests on them and their parents to give them online, which the majority of parents don't support, it's abusive.
Nancy,
and sick.
It's horrible. So, geez, I'm glad you didn't hold back yes. on that one. I mean, typically.
Okay.
Dr. Nancy Carlson Page is with us on Busted Pencils. We got one more segment, Nancy. You're going to hold in there with us for one more, because we want to ask about those little kids. Busted Pencils, more when we get back.